This meditation is titled Choosing God in My Pain. So find yourself a quiet place to lie or sit. And let your breathing begin to become deep and slow. Letting each breath be a bit deeper and a bit slower than the one before. Consciously letting go of tension each time you breathe out. Choosing to put your mental clutter to one side. Giving your soul and your body a chance to rest, to breathe, to be quieter, to be centered. In this meditation, we sit with our sister Hannah in 1 Samuel 2 as she comes to pray after dropping her little boy Samuel off at the temple. We can only imagine the torment of her mother's heart as she walks away from her little man, the little man she had waited so many long years to bear, the little man who had finally given her some status in her husband's home. Our human hearts are often tormented by emotional pain like Hannah's, from broken relationships or conflict or wounded feelings or loss. And so we lean on Hannah and we notice her saying, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. I will bring my wounded, grieving heart to the living God, in whom alone I can find joy at this time. Despite and through my pain, I bring my heart, my deepest self, to you. Neither my family, nor my children, nor my friends can offer me the secure center that my heart craves. Only the living God loves me with a safe, knowing love. Only He is worthy of my worship and trust." And Hannah leads our thinking, "For it is in the Lord that my strength is lifted high. As I come to Him, I regain perspective, and I bring my pain to His gentle hands. He is here. He is with me. I'm not alone. And He is good." Let your tired soul rest in Him, breathing in deeply the stillness and goodness of His presence. Anna then says that, "My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance." The big enemy of fear is silenced as I dwell in His throne room. For He alone is sovereign God. He has allowed my circumstances. He alone is good. He is working out his purposes in this crazy, broken world. Even though I can't understand and I'm struggling to accept, I do find new perspective and new meaning here in your presence. For you alone know how wounded my soul feels from the many accumulated injuries of my life, from injustice and ridicule, inferiority and loss. You alone know how deep my fear lies, but you alone can meet me in that place. As I rest in who you are, as I try to open my heart to trust again, I meet you here. You alone, Lord God, are safe. Jesus has taken upon himself the curse, the judgment, the pain. And you alone, Father God, know me better than I know myself. You know all my idiosyncrasies, my petty jealousies and insecurities, my fragile ego and very sensitive heart. And yet you love me. And what's more, you even like me. I let my whole body and soul enjoy this beautiful truth. And with Hannah, I can let you deliver me from the enemies of fear and of anger and of hate and of hard, bitter heartedness. With Hannah, I can find joy and peace gazing upon my Saviour. For there is no one else in all eternity like you. No other person of such fine character and wholesomeness. No one who can be called holy and pure and good. No one comes even a close second. You stand out alone, worthy of my adoration and trust. Beautiful and breathtaking. With Hannah, I know that you alone are worthy to be the rock in my life. The solid, strong, secure, reliable base on which to build my life and my heart. The only safe foundation. The one protected harbour. The only good sanctuary. I breathe in a deep draught of the soul-calming, heart-healing knowledge of your presence. Letting my lungs be filled. And I breathe out and let go of all my fear. I breathe in the peace of your loving eyes. And I lay at your feet my complaining and whinging. I breathe in new confidence to face the days ahead. And I lay at the cross all my doubt and pessimism. I deeply enjoy this rest in your presence. Choosing to rest in your good purposes. It is all good. And so from this place of renewal and refreshment and forgiveness, I can begin to reorient myself to the room I am in and the day that lies before me. As I slowly open my eyes and let this meditation conclude.